Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into How to Write One Song by Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. So, Sophie, what's your take on this one?
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad we picked this up. It's not just for musicians. It's for anyone who's ever felt the urge to create but talked themselves out of it. Tweedy breaks down the whole process into something doable, even if you've never written a song in your life.
Totally. And the big idea that hooked me is his myth-busting about talent. He says songwriting isn't this magical gift for a few, but a craft anyone can learn. It's about practice and play, not some divine spark.
Right, and he starts by tackling that voice in your head that says you have nothing worth saying. He's like, a song doesn't need to be profound. It can be about the light on your kitchen table or a word that keeps popping into your head.
Yeah. That's so freeing. He says the problem isn't that we lack material, it's that we dismiss our own material as unworthy before we even try. So the first step is just to give yourself permission to be ordinary.
Exactly.
And then he gets practical. He says you don't need to know music theory or play an instrument well. You just need to find a couple of chords that feel good and repeat them. Repetition is the foundation of all music.
Right. And for lyrics, he suggests mumbling nonsense syllables over your chords. You let your mouth make sounds without worrying about meaning. Eventually, words start to form, and they carry emotional weight just from their sound.
That's such a clever trick to bypass your inner critic. And he's big on writing everything down without judgment. Keep a notebook, capture every line, don't edit as you go. Editing is a separate step, and trying to do both at once is paralyzing.
Yeah, and then you can start connecting fragments later. You might find a line from last week fits perfectly with a melody from today. It's your mind working beneath the surface, making connections you weren't aware of.
And he addresses the originality fear head-on. He's like, everything sounds like something else. There are only 12 notes. What makes your song unique is your voice and perspective, not some novel chord progression.
Right. And if you're borrowing from a song you love, that's influence, not plagiarism. It's how music has always been made. You just keep moving forward and trust your own voice will emerge.
Then he gets into structure, but he's not prescriptive. He says a song can be whatever it needs to be, but knowing typical formats helps. Verse sets up the story. Chorus is the emotional core. Bridge offers a change. They're tools, not rules.
And then there's the inner critic. Tweedy says you can't silence it, but you can treat it like a grumpy old man in the corner. You don't have to kick him out, just ignore him and keep working. Every line you write is proof he's wrong.
That's such a great image. And he talks about collaboration, even if you're alone. You can collaborate with yourself by recording ideas and listening back as if someone else wrote them. Be willing to throw away a line you love if it doesn't serve the song.
Yeah, the song is the boss. You're just helping it come into existence. And this process, it's not just about music. It's a practice in being present, in paying attention to small things, and it can change how you see yourself.
Absolutely. And he's honest that most songs will be mediocre. But that's not failure. It's a sign you're doing the work. The musicians you admire have written hundreds of terrible songs. They kept going, and that's the only difference.
And the title is so deliberate. One song, not an album. That's manageable. Once you've written one, you've proven you can do it. The second is easier. It's about building the habit, not producing a masterpiece.
And he keeps coming back to play. Kids don't worry if their drawings are good. They just draw. Tweedy wants us to reclaim that. If it's not enjoyable, you're doing it wrong. Lower the stakes. Make art for yourself, even if no one ever hears it.
The humility is what got me. He doesn't act like a master. He shares his own failures and doubts. If he still wrestles with these demons, then maybe they're not a sign you're not cut out for this. They're just part of the work.
Right.
And his final call to action is simple. Write a song today, with whatever you have. It'll be clumsy and full of mistakes, but that's okay. The act of making something is valuable in itself. Everyone has a life full of material.
So, the thing I'm taking away is that the only thing standing between you and your song is the belief that you can't write it. And that belief, you can learn to let go of. That's powerful.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. In the end, this book is about the courage to create, the willingness to be imperfect, and the joy of making something that didn't exist before. We'll see you in the next one.